Sundaoling lies in northwest China and is one of the remotest places in the world where steam locomotives are still active. The Sundaoling Coal Railway is one of the last railroads utilizing steam traction for heavy freights, with over 20 steam locomotives in use. The most prominent feature at Sundaoling is the open cast pit mine, which is about 6 kilometers long, 2 kilometers wide, and about 800 feet deep. The west side is currently being mined and coal is brought up to the blue loader via trucks and then loaded onto the trains. This is where we pick up the action. All trains consist of 13 wagons which are permanently coupled and operate in a push-pull configuration. A fully loaded train weighs about 1500 tons and is hauled by a JS class 282 locomotive. The coal is unloaded at the washery and once processed is loaded onto China Rail trains which then transfer to Hami and onwards. The wagons themselves are self-unloading and the process of emptying the whole train takes about 20 minutes. Once unloading is completed, the train is pushed back to the blue loader and the whole cycle repeats itself. On the last wagon, a small cabin has been built to accommodate a signalman. The signalman operates a small semaphore signal on top of the cabin based on which the engine driver either stops or proceeds. Dongbo Lizan is where the shift change for the East Pit crews takes place. It is also the starting point for the workers' train, which carries the new shift workers from Dongbo Lizan into the pit and onwards to Zibo Lizan. After having separated from its rake, this JS class locomotive will shunt back onto the workers' train for its 8:40 a.m. departure. The workers' train basically consists of two boxcars and a caboose. The interiors are very limited, with benches welded to the side walls and a small coal heater to keep the workers warm in winter. Previously, the workers' train had a more direct route to Zibo Lizan, but that alignment is now being upgraded for the new mine coming up to the west. Therefore, the workers' train now uses the route through the open pit. Turnaround is pretty fast and within 30 seconds of arrival, the workers' train heads back to Dongbo Lizan, this time chimney first. A diesel rail bus and a flat car is often seen carrying drinking water into the pit for the workers. Once the workers are discharged, the locomotive cuts off the train and shunts back onto the waiting hopper wagons. The fireman couples the locomotive onto the waiting rake, and the train returns to coal transportation service till the evening shift change time, when the whole cycle repeats itself. To the east, there are two deep mines as well. Once the coal is loaded onto the trains, it is brought to Nanzan, where diesel is transferred to the China Rail mainline at Hami. The wagons used in this section are from China Rail, and it is not uncommon to see the whole rake with a locomotive at each end. This probably saves time by not having to shunt the rake in two parts. The rake is divided up in the mine and loaded with coal before being drawn to Nanzan by a single locomotive. Sandaoling has its own dedicated loco repair shop. This is a large complex which can carry out anything from simple repairs to major overhauls. The west pit is currently being mined. The rock is blasted with dynamite and coal carried to the blue loader by trucks. The spoil or debris which lies over the coal seams are first loaded onto trains, which then carry them out of the pit. This part of the operation in the West Pit is winding down and is scheduled to stop later this year. The trucks will carry the spoil and dispose it within the pit itself. That would probably bring down steam operations by 50%, a very distressing scenario and one which actually prompted me to visit Sundowning now rather than later. Zibolizan is where the shift change takes place for the spoil train crews. It is also a holding yard for the spoil trains coming out of the pit and going onwards to the spoil dumps. The work train leaves Zibolizan to replace the tracks heading east to Dongbolizan. This was the route which the workers' shift change train used to take, but now is being upgraded. It would seem the new tracks to the third deep pit mine to the west of Zibolizan would use this alignment. Work at Sundowning takes place in two 12-hour shifts. The night shift is just as intense with the same amount of traffic and movement. One also gets to see some nice fireworks at night when the unburned coal is spewed out of the locomotive chimneys. The spoil dumps lies to the south of Zibolizan. Currently, 3 spoil lines are in use and 3 have been closed down. Since the spoil disposal work is going to be taken over by trucks, this part of the operation will also see closure in the very near future. All trains make a mandatory stop at the level crossing west of Zibolizan. Before heading off to the spoil dumps, a railway man climbs onto the guard rail. I was not exactly sure what purpose he served. A Jordan spreader with its own dedicated locomotive is stationed at Zibolizan. It helps clean up once the spoil has been discharged in the dumping area. As things wind down this side of the pit, one can see a number of empty decommissioned wagons in the sidings outside Zibolizan. A grim reminder that one would probably never again witness the drama of a spoil train crashing its way out of the pit. One could say that the sun is setting on what is arguably the greatest steam show on Earth.